The cat went on through the early morning mists, still following the trail of the dogs, and here it could not have been very old, for he found a partly chewed rabbit skin and several other clues near some rocks where they had evidently passed a night, and the scent was still quite sharp to his acute sense. They had cut across country at one point through several miles of deep spruce and cedar swamp, so that the going was alternately soft and dry and strewn with needles, then damp and spongy. It was a gloomy place, and the cat appeared uneasy, frequently glancing behind him as if he thought he were being followed. Several times he climbed a tree and crouched on a branch, watching and waiting. But whatever it was he scented or imagined showed equal cunning and never appeared. But the cat remained wary and suspicious and felt with every nerve in his body that something was following, something evil. He increased his pace, then saw with relief that the area of deep, gloomy bush was coming to an end. Far ahead of him, he could see patches of blue sky, which meant more open country. An old fallen tree lay ahead of him on the deer trail he was following. He leaped onto the trunk to cross it, pausing for a brief second, then every hair on his back rose erect, for in that moment he heard quite distinctly and felt rather than saw the presence of the following animal, and it was not very far behind him. Without further delay, the cat leaped for the trunk of a birch tree and, clinging with his claws, looked back along the path. Into view, moving with a velvet tread that equaled his own, came what appeared to be a large cat. But it was as different from the ordinary domestic cat as the Siamese himself was different. This one was almost twice as large, chunky and heavy, with a short bobtail and thick furry legs. The coat was a soft gray, overlaid with a few darker spots. The head differed only from an ordinary cat in that it was framed in a ruff of hair, and the ears rose into tufted points. It was a wild, cruel face that the Siamese saw, and he recognized instinctively a wanton killer, and one that could easily outclass him in strength, ferocity, and speed. He scrambled as far up the young birch as he could go and clung there, the slender trunk swaying under his weight. The lynx stopped in the center of the trail, one heavy paw lifted, gazing up with gleaming, malicious eyes. The Siamese flattened his ears and spat venomously, then looked quickly around, measuring his distance for escape. With a light bound, the lynx landed on top of the fallen tree trunk, and for another endless moment, the two pairs of eyes tried to outstare one another. The Siamese making a low, eerie hissing noise, lashing his tail from side to side. The lynx leaped for the birch, straddling it easily with powerful limbs. Then, digging in the long claws, he started up the trunk towards the cat, who retreated as far as was possible and waited, swaying perilously now. As the heavy weight came nearer, the tree bent right over, and it was all that the cat could do to hold on. The lynx reached a paw out to its full length and raked at the cat, tearing a strip of the bark away. The cat struck back, but the tree was waving wildly, and he lost his grip with the movement and fell. The tree was so far bent over that he had not too far to fall, but even in that short time he twisted in the air and landed on his feet, only to hear a heavier thud a few yards away. The tree, whipping back, had dislodged the lynx almost at the same time, but the heavier animal had fallen with more impetus and less agility. For a split second it remained where it was, slightly winded. The cat took his advantage of that second and was off like a streak, running for his life up a narrow deer trail. Almost immediately he heard the other animal close behind. It was useless to turn and fight. This was no stupid bear who could be intimidated, but a creature as remorseless and cunning as the cat himself could be to other smaller animals. Even as he ran, he must have known that flight was hopeless too, for he leaped with desperation up the trunk of another tree. But they were all saplings, and there was little length of trunk for him to climb. This time the enemy was more cunning. It followed only halfway up, then deliberately swayed the pliant young tree from side to side, determined to shake the cat off. The situation was desperate, and the cat knew it. He waited until he was on the lowest arc of the swing, then gathering up his muscles under him until he was like a coiled spring, he leaped for the ground. The lynx was almost as quick, but it missed by a hair's breadth when the cat swerved violently, then doubled on his tracks and shot like a bullet into a rabbit burrow that opened up miraculously in the bank before him. The terrible claws so close behind slashed harmlessly through empty air. The cat forced himself into the burrow as far as he could go and crouched there, unable to turn and face what might come, for the burrow was very narrow. His pursuer, too, dropped to a crouching position, then pushed an exploratory paw into the burrow. The cat was fortunately out of reach, so the lynx lowered its head and rashly applied one malevolent green eye to the hole, withdrawing it quickly, however, and shaking the tawny, ruffed head in baffled fury. When a flurry of earth hit it full in the face, the cat's hind legs were working like pistons, hurling the earth back out of the hole. The lynx drew back to work out its next approach.